This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Beat ya.
Beat me.
We'll start it with that.
What's up, sluts?
I didn't know which slur I was gonna go with.
Is slut a slur?
Didn't you start calling them slurs?
Yes, because I tried to say slut on Twitter and it changed it to slur.
Yeah, which probably saved your Twitter account.
Did it? Oh, probably, because so slur is okay. You can call someone a slur, just not like a slur.
Yeah.
Did you understand what I meant?
Yes, you can say you're a slur, not you're a
Well, speaking of, we were
supposed to say nincompoop.
Oh, okay. Speaking of, we were supposed to have a guest. What's up? Hi, I'm Hannah.
Oh god, yeah, she's Hannah. I'm the ugly, useless
lesbian
lamp.
I was
get it all in.
Yeah, you did. And I helped.
I need some assistance.
It's very long. You're a long boy.
Ew,
a long boy.
I'm picturing it so skinny.
That's what I call my cat. It was a long boy. Because when he stretches, he's so long.
Oh, you got a wiener cat.
I do, except he's a chunky boy, too. Anyways, I don't know. So.
You're like, I'm real long and chunky.
Hell yeah. So what's up? What's up, Alex? How's it going?
I forgot what we were going to talk about. We had a plan. Oh, I was trying to get us into Twitter accounts.
Twitter, yeah, because this fucking rascal over here.
Rapscallion.
I was thinking so hard today. I was like, why did her, if it's like going off her IP address, why did her original one and her like backup one get taken down? And then I was like, oh, because she's been in Texas for a while now. Because in my head, you hadn't used your old one, got banned when you were still in California. But that's not the case. So I was like, wouldn't her IP address be different by now? Is that how that works?
I don't know how they found me, because I got a few days in.
Somebody snitched.
Probably.
Somebody really did not want to see my boobs.
That's sad. They're glorious. You're all missing out now because some little fucking rat.
That was the one chance. You done fucked it. Not you, but somebody out there who's probably watching, because I think the only people that watch this hate us. If they like us, they don't support it like by watching. They just tell us they do. Which I appreciate.
Yeah. But anyway.
Speaking of,
I'm done trying. I'm done with Twitter. So
what are you gonna do now?
Well, what am I gonna do now? Oh, I'm long and chunky, hopefully, and then also,
ew, long boy,
that's so disgusting.
Long chunky, chunky's a nasty word. It immediately makes me think throw up.
Yeah, I think of like cottage cheese if you say chunky.
See, I like cottage cheese.
Mm.
With jalapenos
it's
in
fine, it. Fine, but not when you're supposed, like,
when you're implying that it's a dick, you don't want me thinking about cottage cheese.
No, no, you do not.
Yeah.
Anyways, your new job.
New job? No, 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 no. Relax.
You're going to make millions.
No, 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 no. I'm probably not even going to do it, but... She rolled her eyes very dramatically. Sassily? Whatever. I do have a Twitch account, and I could probably figure out how to stream on there, but I'm not going to try unless I have enough followers.
What's the number you want? Are you gonna wait?
I don't know.
It's a top secret number. Ah, I just bit the shit out of my lip. This is the top secret number that she will reveal once she achieves it. So yeah. Go follow her on Twitch. Thanks. All right, that's it. Bye.
Twitch.tv/AlexManhands. Follow me.
We're okay, down. That's it. Bye.
Goodbye.
No, no. We have business. We have big, hard business to take care of.
Oh, big and so hard.
And we were I'm having a glitch. I'm having a glitch.
Yeah. Breeze.
I said it like 7 times and like, I still don't.
In a panic too.
It wouldn't stop coming out of me. I couldn't make it stop.
Okay. So, we were supposed to have a guest,
but we were stood up. Just kidding. He was having technical difficulties.
Uh-huh.
I rolled my eyes again for all the audio listeners. So black mark.
You really put a lot of stink on that first part.
Anyways, our buddy old pal Mark was supposed to be here, and he was, and then he froze, and then he disappeared, and just he's just gone. He went to get cigarettes and he never came back. And so we're gonna have to do this part of the bracket without him. I'm so sorry, but he'll be back next time. Maybe.
Thank God Hannah wrote down all of our answers last time.
I got us. Because we don't have the bracket.
No, like he has it.
So we don't have it on screen. So sorry. It's fine.
It's fine.
So are you ready? Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah.
Oh, and if we have any ties, then we'll just pause. We'll just leave it at a tie. And whenever Mark or whoever's next comes back, they'll have to break the tie to move forward. All right, up first is Louis J. Gomez versus Tommy Pope.
Oh no.
Obviously physically, let's just say physically, Tommy Pope is probably one of the hottest guys on this list. But I personally don't know, and I've never seen any of his stand-up.
Me either.
I have only seen him in sketches and one or two episodes. I've seen one episode of Stuff Island and then meeting him at Skankfest. That's all I know of Tommy Pope.
He's been on Dad Meat, but...
Well, yes, but like, I mean... Lewis, on the other hand, while I don't find him attractive as attractive as Tommy, sorry Lewis, that was rude, as attractive as Tommy Pope, he cannot argue with that answer. But I know much more of Lewis's body of work. comedy body of work.
His body is hilarious.
It's so funny.
So with that being said, all things considered,
oh, I dropped it and I caught it like this.
I saw that and oh wow. You're magic.
I don't know what's with my reflexes when I'm hard on drugs.
They're very opposite of what most people's reflexes hard on drugs are. But so that being said, I think I might choose Lewis for this one.
I have to choose Lewis. I'm sorry, but like Tommy Pope, sure, Tommy Pope is hot. That's fine. But
he went up against Lewis. So sorry, Tommy. Already everybody's like, okay, well, this is fucking.
I can see, I can look on the analytics on YouTube and see how long people watched.
It gets it right here.
They're like, right there.
Shocking. But it's only because it's based on everything. If those matchups were last bracket and it was only physical appearance, I would have chosen Tommy.
But here's the thing is also Lewis. The only reason that I know who Tommy Pope is because I know who Shane is. And I know who Shane is because of Legion of Skanks. And I only ever watched Legion of Skanks because I saw Lewis one day on YouTube and I was like, who is that? Because I thought he was really hot. So here I am.
All right. So Lewis, you're in round one. Well, round two, I guess. Right? Was that round two technically?
Yeah.
Okay. Next is Ian Finance and Ryan Shaner.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Facially. Let's start with facially.
Facially. Shaner all day. Mustache versus mustache. This was actually a good pair.
Yeah. But Shaner is more handsome.
Yes. I agree. Again, that well, I've definitely seen more Ian in my life than Shaner. And met Ian, and he was very nice to us. He was the first person to come up to, the first comedian, first, the only, right? Maybe, I don't know, comedian to come up to us and be like, Skanks, can we get a picture? Can I get a picture?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He asked us.
Because I'm pretty, did Jay ask us or were you like, we should get a picture?
I don't remember.
Because we could be excluding Jay.
I'm sorry. But if Jay did ask, Ian was the first, okay. For sure. Maybe not only, but he was the first comedian.
That's very hot of him.
Was he or was it Mike Rainey?
Rainey didn't ask us.
No, Rainey didn't ask. He was standing there, or we were all standing there at the same time. And
yeah.
Oh, I think Black Mark asked for a picture with Rainey and then us because we were there. But anyways, yeah. So, okay, Ian, I think he was definitely the first, if not only. And he's very funny.
Yeah, I've seen a lot more of Shaner than you have because I actually watch You Fucked It.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I get a lot more of Shaner intake.
Okay, Ian. So we could make this one a tie and make Black Mark choose. But the times that I have seen Shaner on anything or whatever, he's very, very funny.
He is.
And he's very attractive.
And remember, I'll have you remember what I brought up in the last time we were doing the bracket.
I remember.
The woodworking.
Oh. What? I asked nothing. He actually, today I saw on Instagram, he just made a lamp. A beautiful lamp. It was a heart and it had barbed wire. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. He's good with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, what did he do to hurt his back?
I don't remember.
Walk?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he just a walking? And like, that's not your fault, Ian. It's just, this is hard because I love Ian like as a person.
Yeah.
But I'd like to look at Shayner a lot.
Yes. But it's who's the hottest, not who do we like more.
But it's who's the hottest, everything included.
Right.
But Shayner's really hot.
Liking someone doesn't always make them hotter.
No, you're right. I guess we're gonna go Shayner. I think I'm going Shayner. I think I have to go Shayner too. If I'm gonna be honest, if I'm honest, Abe tonight. All right,
honest babe.
Honest babe.
You're such a babe.
Oh my gosh, my face is gonna get hot.
You got hit on by a real life lesbian.
Speaking of real life lesbian, I almost said real life lesbian. Real life lesbian. Yucky. We did last night. I don't know when it's coming out, but we did another episode of the Trash Cast, and it'll be our first video episode with them. So
I think
I did. I scrolled and I didn't see us.
So no, I know, but I don't know if they're putting out as a video.
True. Yeah, so maybe not. I don't know. But we did one, so go listen to that.
I was very high.
But that's what I was about to say. I was a lesbian. Yes. But that's why I started talking about it. Because
made me laugh when you first were like, oh, speaking of lesbians, we did the Trash Cast. I was like, what? Are you calling them lesbians?
We bullied Jason into putting on a hat because we had a hat party. I was a lesbian. So if it's video, you'll see a lesbian. If not, you'll hear one. But we talked about Forrest Gump. It was a whole thing. We mind melted. We made them mind melt. Don't get me started. All right. Next.
Da-da-da.
Michael Feeney.
Okay.
Versus Michael Rainey. So Michael versus Michael.
Oh.
And this is.
See, I almost, because Feeney brought this up at some point on Twitch or something after we did the last one. And I almost wonder if we actually hurt that poor man's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Who did he lose to last time?
I don't know, but our reasoning was that he was too skinny or he looks too young or something.
Is that why he grew a mustache?
Maybe.
And he just shaved it too, so this is not a good time for him right now.
He did?
Yeah, I just saw.
Oh, good, because he looks better without a mustache.
I do, I agree. I think whenever he does the whole thing, during quarantine, he did the whole shebang, and that was hot.
Yeah.
But just mustache, don't love that on almost anyone, honestly.
Yeah.
Just like mustache and goatee, that's very much my father, so don't love that. So Rainey versus Feeney. My granny's a fucking cutie patootie, you know it? I think I've almost voted for Rainey every time, I think.
I know, and Rainey's a little bit thicker. I'm sorry, Feeney. I'm sorry. It can't help. You can't help it. You can't help what you like.
Mike Feeney, I have seen more of his stand-up for sure, and he's very, very funny.
He is.
But Mike Rainey, he's very handsome, but Mike Rainey is hot and funny.
Yeah.
And he's a wigger. Was, whatever.
I thought you were going to be like, or wigga.
Wigga. Sorry, guys.
uh, I really think Rainey's hot. I'm sorry, Rainey's wife.
I feel like a creep. No, it's only love. Like, she's a lucky lady. Like, good shout out, Jamie. Hell yeah. Oh God. We're gonna need. I think we might need. We're gonna need. For this next one, we have sweet baby angel Tim Butterly.
Okay.
Versus Mike Cannon.
Oh no.
We're gonna have a problem. Do I have a hair tie? Like, this is about to get real. I think. Because I already know. I think everybody knows my decision. And I think I know your decision. I said, I think. I don't know. I could be very wrong. Mike Cannon is goddamn hot.
He is.
He's so hot.
I agree with you.
I know. And even if you didn't, you're wrong. No, I'm just kidding. But Tim Butterly is also fucking hot. But Tim Butterly to me is like cute hot. My canon is like hot.
I think Tim Butterly might be too tall.
Too tall?
I think that's a thing.
He's very tall.
But so is Shane.
Lewis is pretty tall.
He's shorter than them, though.
I was like, who else is tall on this list? Doesn't matter, we'll get there.
Beanie was
he was, but he's dead.
Rest in peace. once you're out of the bracket, you're dead.
Dead. We are, yeah. And Butterly is super fucking nice. And I clearly have a type.
So is Mike Cannon.
He's a grumpy asshole.
Oh, but he's nice to me. He's never been grumpy to me.
No. He's never been any kind of rude to me. I'd cry and probably kill myself and never talk about him again if he was ever mean to me. But, but like, I mean, his like podcast persona, or like, you know what I mean? He's just like a grouchy pants.
He's
and I
got
like
a
that
temper.
I like that.
Hey, you think I don't like that? I get it.
No, I'm just saying I like that.
I don't know, it's hard for me.
It's hard over here.
Speaking of hard, shit, are you just voting for Cannon then?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Butterly. I'm going Cannon easy peasy on this. I'm so sorry. You can make it a tie and we can make Black Mark choose. But if he chooses Butterly, I will fucking fight him.
Oh my God, and they're both kind of gay in their own ways.
Yeah.
I think I might like Butterly's brand of gay better though.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm gonna go with Butterly.
Okay.
And we need, yeah.
All right. I'm offended, but it's fine. I keep going to push my glasses up. I am not wearing them.
Why would you be offended by that? Is it not like if there were a bracket and it was just you versus everybody else, do you know who would win?
Mike Cannon. If I had any say in it.
No, it's just me choosing. It's you. Why would you be offended that I chose Butterly over Cannon? We're just making someone else choose.
I know. Okay, so a tie.
Yeah.
Next up, this could be a problem.
Oh no.
Gardini
Cutie Patootie, who I'm very new to, but and Nick Mullen. We're gonna, I think, I don't know here, because I know you really, really, really love Nick Mullen.
I do.
And I don't know. I've actually, well, I don't know much about either of them is really what I'm getting at. But Gardini follows me. And if you haven't noticed, that's a factor here.
Yeah, Nick never followed me. But he just reminded me that, you know, my tweet that he retweeted from the Cumtown account.
It's gone.
It's gone now.
Oh no. So I've never seen any of Mullen's stand up or Gardini, I imagine. But I have listened to one episode of Cumtown, and I have seen Mullen on Gas Digital Things and Bastard Radio, which I did enjoy.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched all the Bastard Radios. Just for you. I just like being in the loop. Is Matt and Shane the only show Gardini does that you know of?
I think so. Does he have his own podcast? I don't know. But I do know, I have seen him on Comedy Fight Club.
Ooh, okay.
He roasts and writes some roast jokes.
That he does. I will say I didn't know, because I am not a Matt and Shane person, a dog or whatever you guys are. I did not know who he was until Skankfest. And I love him so much, though. Like, I follow him on Instagram and Twitter and everything now, and I like all his stuff, and like everything I like on Instagram, he always like, or like reply to, he always acknowledges, and I love. So I think I might go Gardini. Just to get it wild up in here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to go with Mullen.
No, what though? If she's one thing, she's loyal as fuck. She has been here for Lewis and Mullen from the jump every
year. And Shane.
And Shane. We'll get there. And Shane.
I will physically fight anyone over this.
Oh, fuck my butt. I just hit my knee on my desk. Ew. What did I say earlier?
Wah. 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 That's a duck.
What did I say?
You said what, but it was like a parrot, and now we're doing a duck sound.
Some sort of fucking poultry. Are all birds poultry? Or is it just edible ones?
Well, they're all edible, technically.
Surely it's true, but surely it's illegal to eat a parrot, right?
I thought poultry was just chicken.
Oh.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
I was doing my thinking face.
Some man, please tell us in the comments. We know you will.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure someone will mansplain it to us.
And a chicken. Do you want to know what a chicken is?
There's a comment that just says, and the chicken says.
And then the time. Oh, wait, that was a duck. I was like, and then the timestamp of us doing it. But that was a duck.
Yes.
I also don't know what sounds birds make. Anyways, next up, which was this one really pisses me off, because we fucking cheated so that we could not have this pair last time. And we're back at it. Oh, we didn't cheat very well. So we have Sydney Gant. Is that his last name? I just wrote his first name. And Big J.
Oh, well.
We all know I love Big J.
Yeah. I do too.
And Sydney, we decided was very funny, very cute, very jujitsu-y.
He did jujitsu-y for sure.
But this is one, again, I only know him from like Dad Meat, right? Is that what I've mm-hmm. seen him on?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I don't know if that was like 5 seconds or 3 minutes.
I mean, just sitting here the whole 3 minutes, like,
yes,
waiting.
I don't know. You never know. I think I have to go with Jay.
I think I'm gonna go Jay just because I don't know enough about Sydney, and I almost said I've smelled Jay. And I didn't. I just meant like from like, you know, hugging.
I don't think I ever smelled him.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Like
cigarettes and cologne. It's really a comforting dad smell.
Gross. Who's the hottest of these two? Oh, probably my dad.
My dad.
I don't think I smelled anyone at Skankfest.
You had COVID. You probably couldn't smell.
I did smell. Someone smelled like laundry detergent that I was enjoying. I think it might have been Court.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. It was definitely a lady, for sure.
It just smelled like fresh laundry. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Sorry.
Sorry, Court. I'm a fucking creep. I'm stuck in my chair. It doesn't have arms or anything, and I'm somehow stuck in it.
What's happening? Are you okay? I'm getting so sweaty. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are you
ready?
Probably
mad because I was hitting on another lady. I smelled you.
Yeah,
I did. I told you how nice you smelled the first day.
Oh yeah, whenever we didn't hug.
Yes. we were like, smell good.
We're like, just like, there she is, there she is, there she is. Oh my god, oh my god. And then it's
okay. Once I got across the street, it was just like, hey,
all right,
where are we going? We just start walking.
It was great. Good times. All right. This next one is a hard one.
Okay.
We have the 2020. Is that when we did the last bracket? Was it last year?
No, I think it was this year.
Okay. We have the spring 2021 hot comedian winner, Skanks podcast. Oh, I already said that word.
Yeah.
Dan Soder. So it's Dan Soder is what I'm getting at. Versus. Also, is it versus or just verse?
Versus.
Okay. Dan Soder versus Chris DeStefano. And here's why it's hard. Because Dan Soder did win. But Chris DeStefano is a cutie patootie.
He's very handsome.
He's handsome, but he doesn't eat pussy, remember?
He does not.
He doesn't Dan follow does. Me.
No, sure doesn't.
Dan does, I think.
Yep. Dan is a star.
Dan. He's Dan. He's Dan Soder, for the fuck's sake.
He's Danny Boy Soder. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dan?
Chris D? Suck Dan's- my D.
Suck my Dan Soder, okay? Sody. Oh, sorry. We're both saying Soder on that one, right? That one's easy. Did I say that was hard? Because that one was easy peasy.
Yeah, I think you did. But you know what? We got to pretend it's hard at least.
You know, this next one.
The more we debate it, the longer, the more time it fills up.
This is the last one on this side, on the left side.
Okay.
Ooh, I fucked up. I didn't do like the 4-4-4-4 like we did last time. I just went all the way down. It's fine. No one knows. All right. So we have column. Sweet baby column. Verse is.
It is.
Verse is. Get out. No. God damn it. Oh, I almost ripped my ears out again. Or my headphones. Column versus sexy shoulder Matt McCusker.
Ooh.
Oh. Hey, don't act like it's so easy. We got time.
Okay, this, yeah. Oh my God, this is so hard.
It's so hard.
Oh God. Column. He's got the accent.
The accent. That's a nice accent. He's a nice pirate. Love a pirate.
Yeah, they tend to be grumpy.
Grumpy, love grumps. He did pick me up and we talked about, well, you guys weren't here, but we talked about it with Mark while he was here. But girls don't like that. I'm insecure. I think I'm a lot heavier than I am. And
it's like, you're going to break your back. It's going to be embarrassing for everyone. You're going to, if you pick me up, you're finally going to know how much I weigh.
What if you drop me? Like, that's embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah.
Now you look like a weak bitch. Now I look like a fat bitch.
Yeah. Like, what if you go to pick me up like that with two hands and you, and then just your elbows snap?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That can happen.
Wait a me.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That might, I was worried about that with Colm just because he doesn't like, you know, he's not like physically just strong as fuck. But you know who is? Matt McCusker.
Matt McCusker.
He's got shoulders. Not that Colm doesn't have shoulders, but he has like nice shoulders from what I've heard.
And arms.
I don't actually know.
I've seen him sleeveless on Matt and Shane. Believe me.
I trust you. I do.
Sorry for the weird thumbs. It's so hard.
So Colm's very funny. He's very funny.
Yeah, so is Matt.
Matt's very funny. Does Colm play any musical instruments? Matt plays,
I don't
that
know. I don't know his life.
But Matt plays that flute thingy.
Yes. Beautifully.
Beautifully. As annoying as it is.
It's not annoying. It's beautiful.
All right, McCusker. I don't know any more questions to ask about it.
I don't know. It's just Matt. Sorry.
All right. Sorry, next, Collie. We're going back up to the number number three, I think. Oh, wait, never mind. I don't have the actual, what they, their original numbers were, so never mind. All right. Shane Gillis versus Daddy Chris Wood.
I mean, it's so hard.
I'm writing Shane down for it, for the audio. It's nothing against Chris. I know nothing of him. I know Shane. We go back.
Yeah.
We're pals.
We're the three best friends.
We all went to high school together. It was like, we were friends. It's fine. All right, moving on.
You're 5 years younger than me.
I was really smart. Silence from laughing.
Maybe okay. I was really dumb.
Okay.
Well, what's more believable?
Honestly. Well, Shane, oh, maybe you and Shane. How old's Shane?
I think he's like a year older than me.
Really? I thought he was
his little... birthday was the other day.
I was just, I thought he was a little baby, like he was super old, which makes you super old. I thought he was my age. I thought he was a little baby.
Okay, I think he was 33 and just turned 34, maybe.
Okay. All right, so he's old.
Okay. He's older Remember than this you. If we're still friends when you're my age.
You'll be dead by the time I'm your age.
You bitch.
What did you expect me to say there? Oh gosh. Alrighty. Moving on. Are you ready?
I can't believe you agreed with Shane. You voted for Shane for once in your life?
Chris Wood? I don't know anything about Chris Wood. I would have. He does follow me, but so does Shane. So on Twitter he does, not on Instagram. I've checked. I almost unfollowed him on Instagram because he unfollowed me or doesn't follow me. I think he unfollowed me, but whatever. It's fine. You know, I'm going to go check Twitter now because he just doesn't. Because if he doesn't follow me on Twitter, I'm voting for Chris Wood. And I'll fight to the death for Chris Wood.
Because if he doesn't, he definitely unfollowed you.
Yeah, because he definitely did follow me.
Yes. Oh,
he does. He does. He does. He does. He can. He makes it through this round. Well, he would have regardless, because whoever the third party would have been, unless it was Chris Wood, maybe, would have voted Shane.
What if Shane unfollowed you right after you posted the clip where you were saying, Shane's not hot?
I assume that's when it was, because...
Yeah,
he did follow me on Instagram.
Yes, he did at some point.
And he does not now. So, sorry, Shane. Who was he against? Oh, Chris from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I stand by my decision. I'm sorry. But yeah, hey, he's cuter than Chris Wood for sure. All right. Next
he's
up.
So hotter than Chris from Brooklyn.
No, he's not. It's fine. Okay. Brendan Sagalow, my sweet baby, versus Brian Six, which also it has become my sweet baby. I really like Brian Six all of a sudden.
As we met him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with you. You're like, I've met this person. Now I love them.
Because if they're nice to me, then I'm, that's high. If you're nice to me, then it goes far. But we met Sagala too, so this one doesn't matter because we met them both.
Oh, who is it?
Sagala and Six.
Oh.
And okay. Sagala talked shit about us on his unwrap. It wasn't really talking shit. But
he wasn't talking shit about us at all.
No, but he told the world that we don't pay.
We don't pay our guests.
Which what? We should invite Brendan on just to pay him, just and only pay Brendan a lot of money so that he's like, oh, I guess they do.
Yeah, but then Lewis made the great point of like, who, like, how do you like do? Certain podcasts have more money than other podcasts. So how do you, like, what's the scale that you pay based on? And like, was like, we would pay people maybe like $5.
Exactly. We will Venmo you $1 if you come on our podcast. All over.
But you have to come
on the podcast. All right. Six versus Sagalow.
Hottest?
Hottest. Physically Six. And he is goddamn funny.
He is funny, but facially I would actually go Brendan.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I don't.
Soul? Who would I like to spend the rest of my life with? Brendan Sagalow. Who would I ask to go pee with me? Brendan Sagalow.
Thank God you didn't ask Beezer that. Jesus. I would have killed you.
I would have killed myself and him because he witnessed it. Honestly, Brian verse six. Sagalow, we all know I love Sagalow. Sagalow verse six. We cheated to get Sagalow back in this. I think we need to let Sagalow through one more time.
And then he's out of here.
He's against Shane next. So.
Oh, then he's out of here.
So regardless of what I say Sagalow, because then I can fight to the death for him again. And then Black Mark will still pick Shane and it'll be fine. Oh. I'm saying, unless you're saying six. And then we can make him choose also who's going up against Shane.
Does Brendan smoke cigarettes?
No, he doesn't. And that's a plus.
I'm picking Brendan.
Okay. Sagalow it is. All right. Next, we have Michael Che versus Nate Bargatze.
Another tough one.
It's so hard.
You guys are poor little lady brains.
Because all I can think of is his accent. Oh, that twang. Oh my gosh. But Michael Che is just like, he's cute and he's super funny, but he's just like too cool. He's too cool for me. You know what I mean?
I already forgot who he was against.
Nate Bargatze.
That's why I was just like,
Because to be honest, Nate Bargatze has been posting, or really just one. He posted an old stand-up like clip recently, mm-hmm. and he was not cute. It was ugly, honestly. Every time I say he's cute or hot, yeah, every time I say he's hot, it's solely the one Zoom episode that's in my head and his voice. The Zoom episode with Leading the Skanks where he's scruffy.
Did you watch his Tennessee Kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't think he was hot there?
He's cute, but I think isn't he shaved?
Oh, I didn't think he was.
Maybe he's not. He's still cute, but it's not like, I remember watching that, I believe, after the Zoom thing and being like, because after the Zoom thing, I was like, holy God damn, Nate's hot. Holy shit, fuck balls. And then I remember watching that and I was just like, oh.
Aw.
I mean, still like.
Maybe he had the filter on.
I think so. I think he had the blurry filter on and it worked out for him. Which is fine. I get it. And then there's Michael Che. Who, again, cutie patootie, but like I'd rather hang out with Nate than Che.
I thought you said Jay.
I think I did. Che. That sounded aggressive.
I was so just, angry.
I was just trying to really pronunciate. Pronunciate. I'm gonna jump out the window.
Well, I think I'm gonna go with Nate on this one.
I am too. Nate. I was like, okay, he's next, but you don't know.
Like, damn, bitch, can you take one turn?
Next is Stav and Brett Raybould. Brett, not Jordan.
I know. But at some point, it's got to get ludicrous if I keep picking Stav.
If you pick Stav. I don't know much about either of these men.
Stav is like a little golden cherub.
I follow Stav on Instagram. I don't follow Brett anywhere. I know more of Stav than Brett, I guess. Because I've only seen Brett on Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, me too.
Was he on Wizard of Pod once?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all I know of him. So I think I have to say Stav because I've at least listened to one whole episode of Come Town and I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's a good follow.
Stavy, baby, you're moving on through.
Is, no, and Brett's not like a super skinny guy, is he?
Yeah.
He is? Okay, well, bye.
Yeah. Too tall and skinny.
All right. Next, we have Louis C.K. versus Ari Shaffir.
Oh, no.
And this one's kind of hard because neither of them are attractive.
They're not hot.
And they're both gross. They're both fucking hilarious, though. But one of these two men is my, like, top favorite comedian. So.
Yeah.
And his grossness, from what I understand, is just, he asked every time. Maybe not every time, I don't know. But his grossness is dude shit. Ari's grossness is like butt stuff and like blood. And like, well, I guess Louise has cum. What's worse, blood or cum?
Well, blood. What have you drunk more of?
Definitely cum. Definitely blood. I am a vampire. Do you see how fucking shiny my face is?
I just spent 2 minutes trying to think of the word drunk. And I was like, drinking? Which of you drinking more of?
Is drank not the answer?
Drank. I think. No, because I said have.
Oh, okay. That's why I was questioning it, because I was like, I'm probably wrong. I just said pronunciate.
You did, and I wrote it down.
I'd say Ari is a little bit more physically attractive than Louis.
Yeah. There have been times I've seen Ari on, probably on Legion of Skanks, when he was like scruffy and he had the headphones covering his gigantic ears. Mm-hmm. But like head shaved, scruffy, ears covered, from straight on, he's not that bad looking.
Mm-mm. No, he's not.
Just then when he turns his head, you know.
Heyo, yeah. But Louis's super funny.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think neither one of them is gonna watch this.
I'm going Louis.
Well, I'm going Ari.
All right, we got ourselves a tie. All right, next is Chris from Brooklyn and Derek Gaines. I think Derek Gaines is very cute. And Chris from Brooklyn's cute too.
I guess so.
Glasses. We talked about we liked his glasses last time.
Are you talking about Monroe Martin?
Where is he? Why is he? Did he get voted out last time?
I don't know, but Derek Gaines is a different person.
Oh, no. Who's Derek Gaines?
The other one. Of the two people we were talking about.
I can't picture Derek Gaines. Who is he?
He's been on rap a lot.
The name, I remember the name.
And ooh.
Ooh. Oh, okay. He it's him and Monroe have a show together, don't they?
Dave Temple.
Oh my god. Are you sure it's not all three of them? Now I feel bad. I know these men, I swear.
Okay. Well, I was trying to think because I think they actually changed hosts. I think Monroe might have been a host of it before.
And then whenever he got in the wreck, is that whenever he stopped doing it?
I don't
know.
He
wrecked, did he wreck one of those scooter things? Or was it a car?
I don't remember. I thought he was on a bicycle.
Oh, that's why, like, those motorized bicycle things is what I meant by scooter. Oh. Okay, who was it? Who was it? Derek Gaines versus Chris from Brooklyn.
I don't know.
Are you high and done? We only have a couple more.
Okay. I just don't know.
I need to look at it.
I mean, you were arguing that Chris from Brooklyn was so hot.
I know.
He was against Shane.
Yeah. I stand by it. Good Shane, yeah.
only if you put him against Shane. That's the only time that Chris.
No, I'm just saying he for sure was gonna win that one from me. I might go Gaines on this one just to switch it up.
Just gonna say I'm gonna go Chris from Brooklyn.
Damn it. So we have a tie. All right, next is Temple versus Zach.
But come on.
All right, Temple.
Yeah, sorry Zach.
He Love would say you, the Zach. Same. What's happening?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay, next is Dave Smith versus Dave Attell. And this is the last one.
I always feel like we should discuss it every time just for fun, but...
But some of them are just silly.
I mean...
Some of them we clearly need to not discuss.
Like what? No, of course. Dave, right?
Which one? Smith or Attell?
That's why I said it that way.
Well, I wrote Smith, so I hope that's what you meant.
Obviously.
All right, so we have four ties.
We do.
Next time. Yeah, we have four ties. We have Butterly versus Cannon.
Okay.
We have Gardini and Mullen and CK and Ari and Chris from Brooklyn and Derek Gaines.
Maybe we should do polls.
Ooh, yeah.
just in case.
Yeah,
someone's fucking internet dies again.
Shout out not Comcast. Every other internet provider but Comcast.
Also shout out Jaden.
Shout out Jaden, honestly.
If you made it this far into the episode, we appreciate you.
We do. Big, big heavy. Was there anything else? I feel like we were...
Did you say all four of our ties?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And then we'll make polls.
Mm-hmm. You can do Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on there. And
and we don't want to use it too much. And
yeah. Yeah. And you can do I can ask on Instagram, but no one ever votes in my polls.
Oh, I was going to say you could do it on Instagram and then people could double vote.
Ooh.
Because, you know, it doesn't tell you on Twitter if you voted or not, or who voted.
Okay.
So we could do that. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else? Your Twitch. You already said that. I have nothing.
You can also follow Skank Skanks Pod on Twitter.
Good, you should. If you're not, don't be a gay bitch. It's not Alex on there.
No, it's not. And someone does run that account. And so if you mention that account, that I might be able to see it because that other person might send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
See? So
our producer runs that account.
Yeah.
And Sean Gardini.
Yes. He lives in my home.
Ooh, lucky you.
Is that it?
It should be, because it says 2 hours, which I know is not true, but the last one was pretty long, a little long, so it should probably be it. I don't remember when we started.
It was around midnight.
Okay. In
your time.
Okay. I just saw
them. No, my time. Oh, my time.
Okay. I was like,
I'm sorry. I'm hard on drugs. Time zones are confusing.
Numbers are hard. Times are hard. I'm hard. It's been real. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We're sorry. You're welcome.
You're welcome.